You're listening to a WTAJ original podcast, Momtrepreneurs, featuring WTAJ evening anchor Amanda Kenny, stories balancing motherhood and mastering business.
Hey there, I'm Amanda Kenny. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Momtrepreneurs. We have honest conversations with moms trying to do it all. This week's boss lady mom sure is sweet. We sit down with Marcia Cumming from Marcia's Chocolates in Altoona about how she turned her family tradition into a family business. Today on Momtrepreneurs, we have Marcia Cumming from Marcia's Chocolates. Welcome.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today. So Marcia's Chocolates, obviously chocolates. So tell me a little bit about your business and what you do.
Sure, absolutely. We're a small family business and we make chocolates by hand. I have been making chocolates with my grandmother since I was very little, and we would give them away at Christmas and Easter time as gifts. And then over the years, I would just have friends that would say to me, you need to sell them. And finally, about 16 months ago, we decided to give it a shot. So again, it's a small little chocolate business, and everything we make is from scratch.
That's amazing. And it's good too. I've had it. It's really good. So how did this really all kind of come to fruition? Because business isn't your background. Chocolate, I mean, you grew up with it, but it's not your background either.
Correct. Like I said, when my grandma went to a class in 1973 with a group of friends, and then over the years we would make the chocolate at Christmas time and Easter. And then as we would make it, we discovered like a chocolate, they have like a chocolate convention twice a year, and we were able to participate, so we would go down, and our knowledge base would just grow over the years. And finally, after one or two of those conventions, we really started kicking around the idea of a business, because we would talk to different people at the shows, and they all started the exact same way, small little mom and pop in their kitchens from home, you know, selling it to a few friends, and it would just grow. And finally we thought, well, let's try it.
And so this is coming at a time where you told me you've retired from
Yes.
your other job, which was?
Yes, I'm a pediatric physical therapist, mm-hmm. and I worked full-time for the Altoona Area School District for 17 years. Mm-hmm. So I decided to retire a little early, and then I went to work doing some early intervention with kids first, so that I had the flexibility, mm-hmm. because with early intervention, I can make my own schedule. So that gave me the ability to work within pediatrics and still have some time to do the chocolate shop. And then, so we did that for about a year. And then most recently, I've been fading my early intervention hours and focusing more on the chocolate shop, because it really has taken off and grown.
Yeah, I know. You said even you were surprised.
Yes. Oh, we're very surprised. It's just been amazing at how, because when we first opened, we were only open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the weekend. And then it just, like I said, it has grown, and now we're open 5 days a week. And I have a part-time employee who happens to be my daughter doing a school-to-work co-op through the Altoona High School, and that's been fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, so you mentioned your daughter, yeah. And what I found really interesting too is when we had talked, you said that this was a good time for you to start something because your children were a little bit older.
Yes, that's
right?
Correct.
So how many kids do you have?
We have three children. Mm-hmm. I have a 16-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 20-year-old, almost 21-year-old. So they're, you know, two of my three are driving. The third one will be getting his license here within a month or so. So they have a little more independence, and they can help getting themselves back and forth to practice. And that does give me a little bit more flexibility here in the chocolate shop to expand and to play and see where we go.
So what is it like exactly balancing your family and then this side business, which has become almost like your full-time?
Exactly. Honestly, I think it's very similar to having a full-time job and balancing a full-time career and children. It's a constant, you know, looking at the schedule, who has to be where, who's getting them, who's picking them up, who's taking them. But the difference of when it's your own business is you don't ever just like lock the door and go home for the night. So even though I come home in the evenings from, you know, the chocolate shop, I'm either here in the kitchen making chocolate, or I'm online updating the website, or I'm looking. So it really is 24/7. You're just constantly into something. And every time I make a to-do list and I feel really accomplished, like I knocked off half the list, I wake up the next morning and my list is now doubled in size because I have all these other things. So I think the difference is when it's your business, you never can just walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you balance? Is it just you take one day at a time?
Yes. Yeah. So because I've got three children who are very active in sports, we really just look at week by week. Sometimes we look at overall a month, but we'll look at week by week. All right, who's got games, who's got practice, who needs shuffled back and forth to work. And we know what we need to, we look at the inventory in the shop and we know how long it takes to set up. So we'll say, okay, for example, we can make meltaways and caramels tonight because they have to be enrobed. So we can make them on Monday night, knowing that on Tuesday night I'm not going to be able to get to them, but Wednesday night we'll be able to enrobe them so we have them for Thursday. Or I know, like, okay, I have an hour or two, so we'll go down and we'll knock out something that's really simple, like our white popcorn, or clusters are fairly easy. So it's just a matter of looking and plugging those holes when they're available.
Not easy, it doesn't sound.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, there are times when I have to make a decision. Am I going to make it to a game or am I going to make it to the chocolate shop? And there are days when I get to go to the game and there are days when I don't. So
yeah, it's give and take, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So did you ever see yourself as a business owner ever?
No, I really, really didn't. And when I think about that, that really makes me kind of chuckle because I truly think of myself as just a lady who likes to make chocolate. And then when I start to think about the fact that while we have a business, sometimes it just really makes me like, wow. But I love it. I love every minute of it. I really, really do. And I'm very, very fortunate because I don't have a business background, but my husband does. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to those things that I don't maybe understand or it's a little more complicated, that's where he's a phenomenal resource. I just say, what does this mean? And he explains it to me or helps me through that part of it.
And I think one thing to me that shines through is, I know we've talked about previously, is that your background in the military, to me that seems like that helps you because you just seem like you are in order.
So, well, that's good. So, honestly, some days I feel like, all right, we're good. And then other days I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
So it kind of wax and wanes. But there are some days, yes, I think that we can go through. And then the other days when I just sit there and be like, I don't even know where to start. But I have a great support system and they keep me grounded.
So what do you think was your biggest challenge along the way?
Learning how to keep our inventory, because we are small. We make everything in small batches, and I think that is really what keeps our quality. We turn our product over very quickly, so even though it does have a shelf life of like 2 to 3 months, nothing stays in my shop that long because we do turn it over. So learning to see how many of this I need and make sure I have everything on stock, that's really been the biggest challenge, because just when I think, okay, we're good, like for Valentine's Day, we made all these creams and centers because we know we're moving into a show this weekend. And I said to my husband and my daughter, all right, we're going to make extra so that I have enough for Valentine's Day. And then whatever is left over, then we'll use for the next week and then we'll add to it. I didn't have anything left over.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, well, okay, that was a good thought. But so every time. Yeah. So that's probably been the biggest challenge.
And so what was the biggest lesson, or maybe the hardest lesson for you? Like, what did you... what kind of mistakes did you have to make in order to kind of figure it out?
So we run out. I mean, that is, and I feel bad when I have customers that will come in expecting to get, dark chocolate. And maybe that's the thing too that was really shocking, is that, when we would make it and give it away, we would do a little bit of dark chocolate, but really it was a lot of milk chocolate, and people really want dark chocolate. My dark chocolate demand has grown in ways I never expected.
Wow.
So I always feel bad when somebody walks in and they were like, oh, I want, and I'm like, I'm out of it, and that's probably been one of the biggest frustrations.
And what or who is your best resource? Who or what?
So, well, my biggest resource in terms of business and my biggest help are really is my family. My husband will be the one. He has a day job, so he'll work long hours, and then he'll come home and he'll help me in the shop. My kids are the same way. When it's busy time, like right around Christmas or Valentine's Day, they'll come down and they'll work. We have very good friends of ours that God love them at Christmas time. It's nothing for them to come back on a Friday and Saturday and be here till 1 o'clock in the morning helping us make chocolate. So I'm very fortunate. I have a great family support and friends that help.
So is there anything else? I mean, so you're very lucky. You have your husband who's got this business background.
Yes.
What other kind of resources did you pull from in order to help make your business successful?
Well, there's probably two resources that I can think of. One, when we would go to the chocolate show, there's a company where we get some of our equipment from, and there's a gentleman who's a consultant for them. And he's a really nice gentleman. And I would ask him questions all the time. And he would be like, no, you want to do this, or no, you want to do that, or try this. Or so he was always, I could even call him in between shows if I needed a question. I could always pick up the phone and call him. And he was great in terms of the chocolate business. But then locally, there was Stephanie and Andy Height. They have Trade Secrets. I met her at a craft show, and it was our very first show. I knew nothing about even setting up my booth, my table, and I'll never forget the day she came across, and she's just like, oh, and she's giving me all this advice, and I know I was overwhelmed and thinking like, wow. But really, over the last 16 months, if I've got questions or concerns just about the business in general of traffic, social media, she's been a really great resource for me.
And so what I find interesting is that you don't seem to have a problem asking.
No.
Do you think that's something that business owners should know how to do?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because you're not going to know it all. And being afraid to ask questions, and don't get me wrong, sometimes it is hard to ask because sometimes you think, well, maybe is that something I should already know? Mm-hmm. But you have to ask. You just have to.
And so who is your biggest supporter?
So honestly, it's my husband. Mm-hmm. It really, really is.
It seems like it. He's in it.
Yes, because I left a full-time job, full-time paycheck, full-time job to start this. So, you know, if it wasn't for him saying, all right, go for it, I wouldn't be here.
Was that scary?
Yes, it was. It was, but it was also very exciting at the same time because I had what I call my safety net. My early intervention really gave me the opportunity to still have a paycheck and a job while I launched the business. Mm-hmm. So that I always call that my safety net. I loved everything about my time in early intervention, but it was a little scary opening the door for the first time. Yes, I'm wondering what people are going to think when they come in.
Yeah, that's a big chance to take.
Yes.
And one thing I wanted to touch about that I love is that you have your daughter with you.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that dynamic and how that's worked.
Sure. So last year, her junior year, she approached me about doing this co-op. It's a school-to-career program through the high school. And what they do is they go to school half a day and then they work in a field the other half of the day. So she goes to school in the morning and then she comes to me and works in the afternoon with me at the chocolate shop. And when she first approached me about doing this, I was a little hesitant because you know, as a mother-daughter relationship, some days we get along great and some days we don't. And so I was nervous, but it has been absolutely amazing. It's been a lot of fun, and I've really depended on her a lot because I know, for example, we're only open for a few hours on a Saturday, but let's say there's a hockey game that I want to go to. I'm very comfortable and confident walking away from the business knowing that she's in charge because I know she knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, it's really been a lot of fun. She's going to leave me and go to college next fall. And that's going to be really tough because we've gotten really, really close over the last couple of months.
Yeah. What has that done for your relationship?
So it's great because I can count on her and it's a lot of fun because we do have a lot of time together where we can just hang out. Sometimes we talk and you know, not necessarily about the business, just about things in general. And it's just been, it's really been fun to have her.
That's such an important time, I think, too, between a mother and daughter. Because when I think of those years with my mom, they probably weren't the greatest.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that's always fun. There are days when I make her mad. And there are days when she goes stomping off to the back of the shop to do something. I'm like, all right. But in the end, it's really been great. It really has been.
I saw you two working together. Yes. I think that's important. Yeah. That's great.
She really has picked up on it, and you know, I can just give her a task and she can go for it. We actually laugh because she'll make fun of me about when I stock the shelves because so a lot of times I'll just stock the shelves knowing that she's coming in an hour and she's going to fix them because she'll rearrange it the way she wants, and she always does a good job. She really does.
Do you think she'll want to come back and maybe take over?
We've talked about that. I don't know what she wants to do right now. She is going in undecided for her major. If she wants to, that's phenomenal, and I'd be really excited. But if she does want to, that's okay, too, because it's what she wants to do that's going to make her happy, and that's the most important. You have to find something to do that makes you happy.
Yeah. Did you ever worry that... So chocolate seems to be very important in your family and your memories and everything. So did you ever worry that having a business could maybe ruin that? Or?
No. I shouldn't say that. Yes, we did think about, oh, is this ever going to, when does it go from being a fun hobby to being a burden?
Yeah.
And honestly, it really hasn't yet. It's only been 16 months. It's a lot of work. And that is one thing, like I will work really long hours in the chocolate shop. It's nothing for us during our really busy season to be up really early. At Christmas time, I'd be up at 6 a.m. in robing chocolate to get into the shop by 10. We'd work all day. I'd be home by 5 or 6, and then we'd be up till midnight making chocolate. Wow. And we did that for a solid week up until Christmas, and it was exhausting, but I loved every minute of it. So even though I was exhausted, I know my family was exhausted. It's still fun.
That's amazing. So. That's great. Okay, so what was the worst business and or worst family advice that was given to you?
So it was, do you really want to leave a steady paycheck and take the risk? And you know, that was, you know, don't do it. It's a gamble. Starting a business now is it may not be the best time. And that was probably the worst advice that I was given.
Yeah, and just did it.
And we said, okay, but we still did it.
Yeah, and it certainly paid off.
But what we did, and what we tried to be smart about it, was we were only open 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. So the gamble was there, but we kind of went in baby steps and so that we could grow it.
I think that's good advice,
yes,
too, because sometimes people can just hit the ground running, yeah, and trip.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and
absolutely
fall.
Absolutely.
So, that's great. Okay, so now we're going to do some fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Being a mompreneur is?
Exciting.
Exciting. Yes. I love it. And if I didn't have my business, I would be?
I would be traveling. That's one thing. Yeah. We love to travel. Yes.
That's great. Without my family, I would be?
Lost.
When I get time to myself,
We travel. That is one thing we love to do. We travel. Or I'm attending a sporting game. So I'm either with my family at a sporting event or we're traveling.
Mm-hmm. Anything you do for you, like what's your you time, me time?
I like to scrapbook.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing I really love. And recently I've gotten into digital scrapbooking because you can really do it like on the go and on my iPad.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. So that is something that when I have some downtime, quiet, if I don't want to be, you'll see me on my iPad scrapping.
And my best advice to other mompreneurs is?
Go for it. Just go for it.
Love it. All right, Marcia, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation. Thought it was great advice. I love your story. Thank you for being a part of our Mompreneur series. Best of luck to your business. Super excited for you. And of course, much love to your family.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with Marcia. You can check out her story that aired on WTAJ News at wearecentralpa.com. Just click on the news tab and scroll down to WTAJ Originals. We'll see you next week.